Keep playing. It's fun to play because you make discoveries. Playing means being curious about what might happen, to see what's worth repeating and what isn't. Playing is a way to discover the world and its rules, and to learn how to navigate it all. Children play. But why just children? Why do grown-ups seem to think they are no longer allowed to play? Somewhere along the way to adulthood, we start to cling to the rules of our lives in such a degree that we no longer see the space that's left for us. We start thinking in right and wrong, in shoulds and shouldn'ts. We forget that it's still possible to determine our own strategy while following the rules of the game. How else would you ever win at chess or Monopoly? Even luck only goes so far without direction. It's the same with music. Our language already provides the comparison. You play an instrument and you play music. As with child's play, you learn the rules of music in order to give your interpretation. Musicians are always aware of the space between the rules. Thanks to their curiosity, music touches the heart and keeps surprising its listeners. Sometimes you're so used to something that you no longer see its value. This happened to me and my ability to play, thanks to music. My music lessons for little ones are built unconditionally on the curiosity of its young participants, a curiosity I share with them. We tap rhythm sticks in 12 different ways, and they love every single version. We let ourselves be surprised by musical stops, with ever-increasing laughter as accompaniment. We walk like mice, horses, and elephants, full of anticipation for the moment when we can buzz around like bees. We sway and wave, bend and fall, boom, on the floor. There's always a toddler who looks puzzled about the proceedings. The kids and even the teacher with her ukulele fall to the floor. Fair enough. But now even Mum joins in. How? Why? After about 3 repeats, it dawns on them that the grown-ups are actually really participating. The quiet joy on their little faces as they join the fun is something I could not have anticipated when I first started. Not only do I teach very young children music, I also teach grown-ups how to play again. This creates an indescribably beautiful bond between the child and its carer. The goal of the lessons is still teaching musical skills and knowledge to very young children. Unexpectedly wonderful are the grown-ups who look at the world with young eyes again, if only for that 1 hour each week that I get to take them into my musical world.